She's a writer, director, producer, and she stars in her own show. Stay tuned for Melissa Eno Effa.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, welcome to Mini Spotlight. I'm Veronica Briga, and I'm here with the talented and most amazing Melissa. Welcome, how are you?
Good, how about yourself?
I'm good, doing good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, perfect. So let's get right into it. You've managed to do something that most people just dream about. They come out here and they have this giant dream to star in their own show, but not only have you starred in your own show, you have created it, you produced it, you wrote it, you directed it. Congratulations on Hard Medicine.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Tell us, tell everyone about Hard Medicine if they haven't had a chance to see the show.
So Hard Medicine is a mockumentary web series about a medical clinic. So similar to the show The Office, it's like The Office meets Scrubs and it comes together. And it's about this medical team that's working together to keep the clinic open for the corporate heads who just want to knock it down for their own economic gain.
Okay. So based on life, what really happens?
Yeah, what really happens in the clinic.
What really happens, unfortunately, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's your character? Because I know there's a lot of female leads in this show, which I really appreciate and love. Tell us about your character.
So my character, her name is Clarice, and she is the office receptionist. And she's like just a really snarky character. She takes her job like super, super seriously. She calls herself the gatekeeper of the clinic. Like no one's going to come past her if they're not supposed to. So yeah, that's my character.
Yeah, and you're very funny in this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
did you start as I couldn't figure it out. I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, did she start behind the scenes and move into acting, or was it the other way around?
I mean, I have been an actress since I was 13, so was my first passion. And then I really became fascinated about the behind the scenes and how to come up with story and writing. Yeah. So it started with acting first.
It started, well, hey, it worked out for you to do everything.
Yeah.
So you went to college here in LA, right?
I did. I went to Loyola Marymount University.
Cool.
Yeah.
And during that time, I read that you were, you had shot the pilot, or you were sort of in the process of getting the pilot off the ground.
Yeah. So I graduated early in 2014.
Okay.
And then I moved back home to Atlanta, and I couldn't find a job.
Okay.
In Atlanta. I wanted to like see if there were more opportunities in Atlanta for me to work.
Like production. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find anything. And so instead of just like sitting around, I was like, I can like make something.
I love it.
And my mom, she's a doctor. I would go to work with her. Yeah. So I would go to work with her every day, and I just got inspired from just being there, and that's what kind of started Hard Medicine, and that's when I shot the pilot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your main character is a female doctor. Is she kind of based on your mom? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. She's definitely based off of my mom. I mean, my mom is probably not as like crazy, but she definitely has like quirky moments, so a lot of that is inspired. And she has a really close relationship with her patients, and she was really is passionate about her job, like the main character, Dr. Moore. So
it's a real life inspiration. Cool. Now this is amazing. So you shot the pilot, and then it ended up in the hands of Jay Ellis, who is one of the stars of Insecure, you know, on HBO, and just huge actor. How did you get connected with Jay and get that off the ground? Yeah.
So basically, I got connected to his mom first. They're producing partners. I basically pitched to them Hard Medicine, and they really loved it and just took me under their wing.
Yeah.
And yeah, the rest is history.
Do you consider him a mentor?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like, he's super, super down to earth.
Yeah.
Which that's refreshing when you meet someone who's like super talented and obviously like a megastar, but also like just super grounded and just really is passionate about the project. So I definitely consider him a mentor, like a big brother.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, was it important to you to, you know, cast this a certain way? I know there's a lot of diversity in your show and you know, women leads, which I really love and appreciate. Was it important for you to approach it in that way, or did that sort of come later, or you know, did you always have that intention?
Yeah, I think that honestly, because it was inspired from my mom, naturally, the lead was a African-American woman.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of basing the story with what I was seeing.
Okay.
Also, I'm really passionate about representation and, yeah. and diversity and showcasing African-American women in lead roles, in yeah. powerful roles, not just subservient roles. So,
right.
yeah, so definitely it's something that I want to continue doing.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes such a great statement, you know, and I was telling the, we had an actress in here earlier, and she had worked with a woman writer, director, producer, and it just makes for much more dynamic characters,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of times people just have this idea of what a woman is, mm-hmm. and she was very limited. You're a nurse.
Right.
You're a mom, but you know, on your show, it's like they have layers, and
exactly.
they're everything, and
exactly.
they're much more, so
mm-hmm.
we love that. What are your favorite parts? About being a producer, writer, director, and then what is something that you're kind of like, oh, it's my job, but I rather not?
Yeah, that's a great question. I really love seeing everything just come to life and like come
yeah.
together. Like, it's just such a great feeling to see something that you had in your head like
yeah.
just come to life. And then also, it's just the best feeling when people like send me messages saying like, oh my God, like it's so funny, like you made me laugh, you like
that's
made
cool.
my whole day. Like, that's honestly, it just makes the whole thing worth it.
Yeah.
Now the part that's like hard, or what's difficult for me, is like being a director and an actress.
Oh, sure.
Like directing myself, or like
oh, wow, yeah.
having to direct and then jump behind the camera.
Imagine,
because
yeah.
Yeah, just like having to like think and use your brain in so many different ways
yeah.
can be really, really challenging. But it's like, I signed up for this, so
yeah.
it's like, you gotta do it, type of thing. But I just really wanted to see what I was capable of and
yeah.
to see, like, can I do this? So that's kind of why I did it. But it was definitely challenging.
Yeah. Well, you did it. You certainly did it.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a season two, or how's that coming about? Are you guys working on that?
Yeah, yeah. We're actually starting to develop a season two, and,
uh-huh.
and hopefully we can continue going with it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're just hopeful to see what happens with it. But, yeah, we would love to have a season two.
And mm-hmm. season one is now, where can they watch season one on the...
Yes, you can watch season one on Urban Movie Channel,
yeah.
UMC.tv, and you get a free week. It's $5 or $4.99 a month. But you get a free week, and there's eight episodes.
I think you can binge watch
yes.
Hard Medicine.
For the whole week, yeah.
Right, right? Because it's a funny show. It was not like, you know, some shows you can't binge watch. But yours is a really good one, so
thank
just
you.
Get in and stay with it. So, yeah.
Thank
well,
you so much.
Yeah, congratulations. And I guess before we go, let's see, any other scripts you want to talk about or upcoming projects?
Well, I mean, aside from this, I also have a show called No Shade. It's on YouTube, and it's a sketch comedy show.
Oh, cool.
But other than that, I'm just continuing to just write original stuff and,
yeah.
and see where it goes. Because my goal is to be in a writer's room one day.
Okay, great.
Yeah. But, yeah, in the meantime, watch Hard Medicine.
Yes.
Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Instagram.
Yes. So where can they find you on Instagram?
Oh, you can find me at Melissa Anoefa. At Melissa Anoefa.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.